From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Andrea Seabrook, and these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
What I learned about journalism, I learned in the School of Hard Knocks. In my first job, I learned how to do this. I never had a course in journalism, so I had to learn it by doing it.
You get along with everybody. I don't think anybody ever came away from a Ed Bradley interview figuring he'd been had.
Every vote cast for a Democrat on Tuesday is for a new, smarter Iraq policy. Every vote cast for Republican is staying the course, whether the president wants to call it that or not.
I know there's a lot of speculation on what the election means for the battle we're waging in Iraq. I recognize that many Americans voted last night to register their displeasure with the lack of progress being made there.
Today, the American people voted for change, and they voted for Democrats to take our country in a new direction.
Today, I've called and congratulated Jim Webb and his team for their victory. They had the prevailing winds. I wished Jim Webb well in the U.S. Senate, and more importantly, pledged to Jim Webb my absolute full cooperation in the transition.
By now, you all know the news, and the world knows the news. About an hour and a half ago, Senator Allen conceded that Jim Webb had now won. And it is Virginia that turned the Senate blue, folks. It's Virginia.
Bob Gates, my congratulations to you on this nomination. My very best wishes. Look forward to working with you in the transition. Mr. President, thank you for your kind words and the wholly unexpected opportunity you provided me to serve in the Department of Defense again.
Because our long-term strategic interests and our national and homeland security are at risk, because so many of America's sons and daughters in our armed forces are in harm's way, I did not hesitate when the President asked me to return to duty.